Today, we part two of Yerushalayim. Yesterday, we discussed in Yomim relating to Yerushalayim. So I want to finish up a few short ideas about Yerushalayim. Now, let's start with the Gemara. It's not a complete idea. It's a little abstract. Even just to go through the Gemara is always worth mentioning. This concept of ear shell zahav. Where does this come from, the ear shell zahav? It's a piece of jewelry. Let me read you the words of the Gemara. The Gemara is on the Masechta Shabbos on the base. The Gemara says, the woman on Shabbos is not allowed to leave her home wearing a city of gold. What rule is that? A city of gold. So the Gemara will ultimately explain the Yerushal Zav. It's a piece of jewelry which has etched into either it's embossed the word Yerushalayim, or there's some symbol, some type of decoration which represents the city of Yerushalayim. Either the word, like, you know, like it sits on the Kohen Gadol, Kodesh LaHashem. Instead of it saying the words Kodesh LaHashem, it says Yerushalayim. Very simple, just regular letters. Or it's actual,
some kind of image,
some type of image which represents the boundary of Yerushalayim.
You have a New York skyline
right.
That represents.
Right, exactly. You see them clad in the old shop and gift shop there, to show them in the airport or here and there. You know, everyone right away can tell a mile away, oh, this is Yerushalayim, this type of. A mask.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what it is. You're right.
It's a good joke.
Okay. So the state Yerushal Zav, she's not allowed to wear in the street Yerushal Zav on Shabbos. The Yod Sisa, this is shocking what the Gemara says. If she wears the Yerushal Zav, Chayeves Chavis. She is Chayeves Jewelry. Every woman is wearing jewelry on Shabbos. Unheard of, it's part of the body. It's medical jewelry, technically. If a woman wears this piece of jewelry, she has violated the law of the rights of Shabbos. She's chayav to bring a carbon. If she does this by accident, she must bring a carbon. If she does it in mazes, she's chayav death, stoning for the machal Shabbos to carry on Shabbos. Who says this opinion? Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim are b'chom disagree. Lo say. Say a woman, of course, should not wear on Shabbos. V'yad says so. But if she does go out and you're sure of wearing this jewelry, Keturah, she is exempt from becoming chatas, but still, it's not the right thing to do. It's not ideal. Rabbi Eliezer in there, no problem. Yoitza Isha Yershal Zahav Lechatkilah, there's no issue she can wear on Shabbos. Three different opinions. A very great, very broad range of opinions of a woman to wear. My mind, very expensive, what is the point of this woman? Rabbi Meir Sabah Masri, it's a burden. It's not even a jewel. It's not even considered to be a piece of jewel. I'll explain to you in a moment why, what the lesson of this story is. But I wouldn't say there, but there of the opinion, no, it's a piece of jewelry. But Dilma, this class of seven Shabbos, it is a concern. Women are not wearing jewelry on Shabbos because the Hanah of wearing jewelry is to show it to your friend. Right? It's Chazal recognized social media way before Facebook and Twitter. They understood people have a need to communicate and to show, to brag. You know what Facebook is? It's all about me, myself, and I. I did this. Twitter, it's an incredible.
It's narcissism.
It's all about yourself. This is what I did today. My chidusha for the moment.
Biography.
Okay. But Chazal recognized this in Metzias, this goes back to the Gemara. You walk in the street, I'm wearing jewelry. You like it? You like what I'm wearing? You're jealous? As I already said. Listen, you're jealous? Let me make you more jealous. Let me take it off and let me show you quality of gold, quality of silver. Look at the craftsmanship. Look how beautiful. You try to find this in a store. You'll never guess how much this costs. So the woman, her colleague, sees this thing, she's impressed. Wow. You can see the sparkle in her eye. Like it. Oh, you like it? Let me show it to you more. Let me show you deeper.
But how's that different than a fur coat or anything like that? Same thing.
Exactly.
not to wear a fur coat to
well, we today, there's no, this halacha does not apply to Zman HaZeh.
You're
not going to embarrass yourself. I think you're caught in the street. Well, we don't follow this today. Today, women wear what jewelry wants. We don't follow this today for a number of reasons. First of all, Noshe Vidan, everyone is chasha. We'll see in a few moments what this means. Isha Chashuva doesn't lower herself to do think of her jewelry in the street. And Noshe Vidan, today, all women are chashuvim. They do a seva. Everyone is a queen would never take off a jewelry in the street to show someone, to show her the
she's
details.
Not looking in their stilettos.
Okay, let's see. So Mara says here, so what's the point of this? The Tanakhama says it's a burden master. The Rabban Tzadi taxes in a piece of jewelry. And therefore, what's the problem? It goes back to the Seven Sakhta that their women which had the problem of taking off their jewelry in the street to show their friends. And if you're wearing an ear shell zahav, this beautiful piece of jewelry which says upon it Yerushalayim, it's unique. It was made in a unique way. It was only made from gold, not from silver. It's expensive, and it was designed in a way which we're not familiar with today. You would show it. Dilma Shalfa, you will remove it. Umachvei lei, and you will show it to your friend. And by doing so, you will come to Vanit Halacha, the Asya Liasui, you will come to carry it down in Amos. Third thing, Rebbe Lezov, I know, and this is really a halacha mindset for all of us. Man, Darko, Leibach, the ear shells of home. Who could afford to wear an ear shells that would cost $500,000? Priceless. Who could afford to buy an ear gold, real gold, with a boss in Shalayim, Tan Chazal, Isha Chashuv? You have to be from aristocracy. You have to be extremely wealthy. The Isha Chashuva, Isha Chashuva, Loi Meshalfa, she will not remove it. Umachvei, and to show it, it's beneath her dignity to do so. And therefore, there is no issue. Halacha l'maaseh is manazeh. As I mentioned, all of the women today are in the category of being chashuvim. And no one's beneath anyone's dignity. Never saw today a woman in the street think of her jewelry to show their friend. I don't know. That's my thing. Okay, how does this relate to Yerushalayim Shalzah? Now, someone in Gemara. I don't have a woman in Mars in front of me. The Gemara says Yerushalayim Shel Zahav was made from it was a plate. And there's a famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, after marrying the woman Kala Sevua, who was a very noble person in the world, and he was good to be married. Here now is rats. To support themselves so that Akiva can learn Torah. And Akiva told his wife, he saw that his wife's head was full of straw, and he was picking the straw out of her hair, and he said to her that in reward for the kindness that you've been done with me, you've sacrificed the wealth of your father and your family to suffer with me and to allow me to learn Torah. If the day will ever come when I will have wealth, when I'll have money, I will buy for you an ear shell zahav. Instead of the straw that I'm taking out of your hair, I'm going to put on your head and place it on the straw that is the greatest ornament that exists in the world, the ear shell zahav. This is the Gemara. And the Gemara says, this is Yerushalmi is, says that once it happened, that should be, it happened, and Akiva later in his life became and he had enormous wealth. He had enormous wealth and Akiva, and he bought his wife. And the wife of the Nasi, that is Eliel, was the Nasi of the Nasi, Gadol Hadar. She's walking in the street, and she saw Akiva's wife, the ear shell, and she this jealousy. She said to her husband, Rabbi Gamliel, I also know in the Yerushal, I also want to be part of the high society. So Gamliel said to her, no, even though money is not an issue, because he was an Asmus, he was a brother, he was a Bamishal, but if you have done for me what Rachel did for Rabbi Akiva, then you would be deserving of an Yerushal Zahar. You are a very great woman, Abbas. She's right, I was a very great woman, but Adkidei Kach, the Mesiras Nefesh of that, that you do not have that to do the Mesiras Nefesh of the Kiva, the slave, the Kiva's high level, the slave for Rabbi Akiva, and then you are not deserving the ear shall preserve. What is this all about? So let me present you a little bit of the first, let's do some very basic. According to Rabbi Meir, let's go back to Rabbi Meir, says something shocking, that the Yerushal Zahar, this is a mask, it's a bird. It's a bird? What do you mean it's a bird? It's a piece of jewelry. How can you say it's a bird? It's a piece of jewelry. Jewelry is never burning. But we also say, in very thousand, what is the Yerushal Zahar? It's the most precious metal that exists. Gold. Gold, I mean, it's from Hazar. Today, we'll tell you about that. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't know, the tools, different things. But by the time of Chazal, it was the most precious metal, gold. Okay, that's the Tanakh, that's where it ends, with gold. And what's it was in gold? Yerushalayim. So what does Rameh say? If you walk out into the street with the words Yerushalayim embossed in gold, you're carrying a burden. The Musar Haskell is, there, when you contrast the sanctity, when someone sees the words Yerushalayim, a person should be filled with such a sense of love and awe and kedusha that all the gold and silver in the world are meaningless. Nega, the spiritual gift of what is captured in the Shechina that rests in Yerushalayim. The metal, the gold becomes a burden. That's right. If you wear a piece of jewelry and it says New York, or it says you have some kind of anything you have, okay, it's beautiful. It's jewelry. It's something which bores me. But when you contrast Yerushalayim, the word Yerushalayim opposite gold, look how far it goes. The person melts away. The Hashras Hashem is so powerful. It's so full of a sense of awe. Money is nothing. What's this piece of metal on my head? Even though it's gold, it's priceless, it's meaningless. It's a burden. It's a burden. Ad kidei kach, that for the laws of Shabbos, yechayev u'karbon chatos. Yeah, Rabbi Meir is saying this halacha because Rabbi Meir was in such a high madrega. He's always pushed away. Why? Because Rabbi Meir ain't other Yoram the Surf died. It's not because Rabbi Meir is wrong. Rabbi Meir is on such a high majority, the average person can't relate to the sanctity to the depth of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's appreciation. It's not that, according to really, really, the other two opinions are correct. That an earshot is a piece of jewelry. And then you deal with Isha Hashiva, not Hashiva. They're really correct. But Rabbi Meir's sanctity is so great. When he sees Yerushalayim, he's a different person. Different person, money doesn't mean anything to me. Doesn't mean anything, it's a masu. And that's a very powerful Musa Haskell to us. When you think about Yerushalayim, it's not about the apartment, it's not about the hotel, it's not about the food, it's not about you go there to show, right? You go there to show, so you go to Yerushalayim. What's it all about? Having a good time. Having a good time, vacation. You see from the Gemara, Ad Kidei Kach, even in the laws of Shabbos, Yerushal Zahav, gold, we're dealing with a 6-star hotel. There could be such a thing. Yeah. We're dealing with there is three?
7-star.
7-star hotel.
Dubai.
Dubai 7-star hotel?
7-star.
Seven. We're dealing with gold.
The best of it is gold.
We're dealing with gold. 7 stars. Yerushalayim? The Hashros Hashchina? Gold is nothing. It's nothing. relative to the Kedusha. Ad kidei kach, on Shabbos, you have a carbon chatzis. Incredible insight of what Yishon should mean to us. Okay, that's one idea. Let's go to another idea. This idea, a lot of inside stuff comes from Rabbi Wilson. Wilson is very holy, and he has a lot of very holy, deep ideas. Just get a little taste of this idea that he's trying to present. You know, there's something called Olam Shana Nefesh, Oshan. There are parallels in this world between time, place, and people. For example, who's the holiest person in the world? The Kohen Gadol. Right? He is imbued with a sanctity because he represents Kohen Gadol. Where is the holiest place in the world? The Kodesh HaKadosh. The Kodesh HaKadosh. What is the holiest day of the year? Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, well, look at this. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's the ultimate. Because you're combining the holiest person, the holiest neshama, on the holiest time, in the holiest place. There's makom, physical makom, there is time, and there are people. You combine them to, just like this in the extreme example, you combine the three holiest things together, in every single level of the Torah and of time, there are parallels. So Wolfson develops this idea, we're not going through the details, there's a lot to discuss, a lot to understand in this idea, that Yerushalayim, the city, again, there's a Kodesh HaKadosh, there's a Beis HaMikdash, and then there is a Yerushalayim. Go different levels. And Kodesh HaKadosh, there's a Nidash Harabayis, and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim corresponds to Shabbos. Just like in time, there's all your parallels. In Mokom, there's a physical place in this world that is sacred. This city of Yerushalayim. We know that. That's where you eat Bayashim. That's where you eat Kachakalim in Yerushalayim. What in time corresponds? In time corresponds to that sanctity. It is the seventh day of the week, Shabbos. That's what he says. And he explains really, and then he just threw out some words. He explains what a Shabbos. Shabbos also relates to Shemitah. And that means, what is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash, the most sacred is Yovel. There are seven Shmitos which come to Yovel. They're different Madregos. Now, we take this idea that Yerushalayim and Shabbos, I'm not giving all the sources for this, because I don't understand all the sources for this, but the only thing I really picked up on, which is very interesting, is when are we in Mekadosh Shabbos for the first time, Friday night? Not talking about Mechadodi. I'm talking about Ma'ariv. The real Midah Ma'ariv, Friday night. When is really the first time that you give real Kedusha? You know, Kabbal Shabbos, Shabbos is coming by saying Yichudot, it's a Kabbalistic thing, right? Which is done really, it's really pretty modern idea, to daven Kabbal Shabbos, Yichudot. Yidav Ma'ariv, Baruch Hu. Okay, Baruch Hu 49 is the same thing as Baruch Hu the whole week. Yidav in the first Baruch, Amav Arav, everything is the same, Shana is the same. And the first time you start doing this, you do something that is different, is Hashkivein. When you lead into the Shamru, you change the Nusuf of the Baruch. You change, you say Ufro Soleinu, and what do we say? May you spread upon us this our wheat in the Shabbos, Sukkas Shlomecha, Baruch Ato Hashem. We change the Nusach, when we say during the week, HaPeres, Sukkas Shlomecha, the Al Kol Amo Yisrael, the Al Yerushalayim. And then right away, Shabbos, the Shomru of Nei Yisro Shabbos. What in the world does Yerushalayim have to do with Shabbos? What is this doing here? You want to say a nice bracha will spread upon us your holy sanctity. Why is Yerushalayim leading into Shabbos? So Wilson explains, I don't know the source, you have to study all the sources, much deeper sources. Then he says that Yerushalayim is just like we have this idea of Yom Kippur and Gadol, in Mokom, the time and Mokom relates to Shabbos. There's Shabbos in time, and in Mokom is Yerushalayim. When you go into Yerushalayim space, when you go into Yerushalayim, you're always entering into a domain of Shabbos. Think about it. Just like on Shabbos, we behave different, we dress different, without the davar, we go to Kesukah. When you come to Yerushalayim, you have to understand, you come into a holy place, you don't behave in Yerushalayim the way you behave in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the way you behave in Chutz L'Yaretz. And You don't need more than this. Just go take a look at the Nusach HaRatzilah. The Alvim Shalom, the Shamu, we see there's a relationship. And it's not so hard. We can relate this a little bit. Now, based upon that, let's go a step further. What do you do on Shabbat? What do we have? We have something called Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Yerushalayim Shel Zahav is a piece of jewelry. And it's a piece of jewelry. Let's take the middle opinion. The middle opinion, that's a piece of jewelry. It definitely is a piece of jewelry. It's a piece of jewelry that you can't, and that says on it Yerushalayim. Now, Shabbos, what do? On Shabbos, we dress. We dress in nice clothing, right? We have now established that Yerushalayim is synonymous with Shabbos. So when you take a piece of jewelry and you put on it the word Yerushalayim, what type of jewelry is this? It's a piece of jewelry you only wear on Shabbos. See what's going on? People have jewelry. Go to Tiffany's. Go to department stores. Buy jewelry. Buy jewelry for a dinner, for a bar mitzvah, for a wedding. Right? Most expensive jewelry you wear by a wedding. Wedding is not Shabbos. This Shabbos jewelry is unique. Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, according to what Rav Wolfson is saying, going a step further, is the ultimate Shabbos jewelry. You could have lots of jewelry, lots of diamond rings and necklaces. All these, Yitzchak or Eliezer gave Rivka jewelry. He didn't give her Shabbos jewelry, he gave her jewelry. Women wear jewelry the whole week.
Symbolic jewelry,
but it's not Shabbos jewelry. When Rabbi Akiva said to his son, I'm going to give you
an
ear shell Zahav. Right? They sing that song, Yishalayim Shel Zahav. The ear shell Zahav is Shabbos jewelry because Yishalayim is synonymous. Now, here's the incredible question. It's really Shabbos jewelry. Isn't it amazing that from all the Shabbos jewelry, our mayor says, if you wear the Shabbos jewelry in the streets, Nechai Vekar Nechados. And according to the next opinion, you can't wear it in the street. You're not allowed to wear it in the streets. What's going on? The whole purpose of wearing jewelry, Shabbos jewelry, is to wear it. What it means, according to the Gemara, that Shabbos jewelry they only can wear indoors. Think about it. Because if you wear this jewelry outdoors, either according to Mechayev Kam Chavos, or according to the second opinion, you're not allowed to, because you may take it off and show someone. According to the opinion, you know, Isha Chashuva, there's no problem. It's an amazing thing. The whole purpose of jewelry, especially Shabbos jewelry, is you go to shul, you go out, you wear. But that's exactly the point. You know why it's Shabbos jewelry? Because the whole essence of Shabbos is not to go outside. We have no choice. Exactly, the pasuk says, what more do you want? Al yetzei ish mimakom aviyah mashabbos. That's the ideal. Okay, we live in the modern world, so we have to get out, we have to have an area, then everyone is no good. We have to have... But in essence, what is Shabbos? You don't go to work, stay put. Al yetzei ish mimakom aviyah mashabbos. That is exactly why it is the ultimate Shabbos jewelry. Yerushalayim Shabbos is jewelry. It's jewelry which you have to go out of, not to the ritual surrounding. It's a burden. It's advice. But what else? What's the limud hamusa that we take out of this? The limud hamusa we take out of this is what is jewelry? It's kliras yoifin. It enhances the beauty. It's the beautification. The beautification. To appreciate the beauty of Yerushalayim can only be if you're from the inside. When you look at Yerushalayim from a secular perspective, right, a person who doesn't know from Yiddishkeit, go online, read all these blogs, look at the media, the secular media, what's Jerusalem? What is it? It's a thorn in their eyes. Palestinians. You don't understand the beauty. Yerushalayim is klilas hayoifi. It's the perfection of beauty. The only way you can appreciate the true beauty of Shabbos is if you understand the sanctity. You're on the inside. It's not shaykh. The ornament, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, is Shabbos jewelry. And Shabbos jewelry is worn inside. And what is jewelry? Klilas Hayoifi. You want to appreciate the Klilas Hayoifi of Yerushalayim, back off. You don't understand what's going on over here. You'll never get it. when you look at it from a secular, from a chol, from a mundane perspective, you have to enter Yerushalayim, be part of the process, be part of the kedusha of the Shabbos of Yerushalayim, in order to appreciate that this is the klilas hayofi of the world. And that is why the secular world will never get it. They'll never get it because they're not out on the inside. They have no shaitan. A goysha shavas.
Because holiness is not a concept.
A goysha shavas chayiv nisa. Goysha shavas chayiv nisa.
We're able to be Yerushalayim. That's what I mean.
You have to be part of the inner kedusha of Yerushalayim to see things in a different way. That's the limud hamusar of maybe, of the ear shells off. And likewise, the limud hamusar, he promised to keep up. I don't know how to follow this true. And he promised promised his wife, I will buy for you the ear shell zohar. Because Rabbi Akiva's wife, she basically gave up everything. She basically secluded herself inside. She gave up a life of being on the outside, the wealth that her family promised for her, in order to not to come with it out of nothing. That's what Rabbi Akiva, l'shem shemayim. It's a giving up of the outside for the inside, and that's why she is the one that's truly deserving of the ear shel zahav, which is the kedusha, the pnimius of Shabbos. Okay, it's a little bit rough.
Yeah. But what about the third opinion?
Yeah. So the third opinion, you can't go out.
Is the factor of chashivas.
Okay.
So Isha now, chashiva. Because what you've been describing is convergence, the convergence of time, space, and person.
Okay.
So the chashivas. We said time, space, and person.
Okay.
It's the convergence of the three, and therefore...
An Isha Chashuva, she is Chashuva, Shabbos.
Shabbos, and Yerushalayim.
And Yerushalayim. All three come together. Okay, fine. So Isha Chashuva, Mandarkos, okay, fine. I hear a little bit what you said. This is a little idea, a little bit wrong, but I think there are a couple of ideas that we brought out. Shabbos, Yerushalayim, jewelry... It's a Shabbos jewelry, it's on the inside, and to appreciate the beauty you have to be on the inside. That's one idea I want to present. Okay, I want to tell you another idea is the difference, new idea, the difference between Tzion and Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Right? Tzion, it's a Torah, Dvar Hashem, Yerushalayim. Tanakh, go to Tanakh, 100 places, you know, 667 places, it says, Yerushalayim. How many times are you sitting in the CNN? I don't know, but a lot. Quite a bit.
That can be determined.
Quite a bit. So you'll find out from us quite a bit. We have, what is the difference between CNN and Yerushalayim? This is a big mystery, which is very hard to find a satisfying answer. Very hard. So they'll tell you that Tzion is the spiritual side of the city, whereas Yerushalayim is more the physical boundaries and stones and bricks. Okay, that's not such a good answer because
it's always hard
to Hashem. I don't know. It's not. You can find the words being used both. These terms being used both ways, both the physical and the spiritual. But I want to present to you a very simple idea. Many commentators say right away tell us the word Tzion, what should Tzion be marked? In Yecheskel, Hashem told. So the mother go look for the dead bodies, look for dead bones, and put a marker up against the dead body. So no one, a Kohen should not come in contact with anyone, should not come in contact with anything contaminated. It's Tzion. Right? It's called Tzion, but the same letters can be pronounced Tzion, a marker. So what is it, a marker? So this is the basic approach of the commentators is that the city of Yerushalayim is a marker. The whole world is looking at this place for direction. This is the marker, this is the location in the world where everyone is looking for guidance. It's a flagpole. It's a flagpole. It's a beacon. We look there to guidance. And that's a very popular approach. Tzion, Miloshon, Tzion. Right? We've heard this, everyone heard this, everyone knows this. But let's go a step further. We're going to discuss yesterday the concept of two words. It comes from the word Yeru and the word Shalom. Who gave it the word Yeru? Abraham. Bahar Hashem Yeru'eh. Most commonly say Yeru'eh. You take the hey and the aleph at the end, you bring it together, you get a vav, Yeru. And we have Shalei, Malkit, and Shalei. The word Shalei comes from the word peace. Shalom, peace. commentators go further and explain that how does one come to have peace? The need of shalom requires love. If you have enemies, if you have an enemy and you want to make peace, the only way you're going to make peace is you have to put within yourself some degree of love. Peace only comes shalom bias. Shalom bias. Shalom bias only comes through love. If there's conflict, if there's hate, then there's no peace. If you want to overcome the conflict, you have to put in your heart a little spark of love. I love you, and therefore I'm willing to overlook all of your chesronos. I have no chesronos. All the chesronos are you. But I'm willing to overlook them because the good I see in you is so powerful that love is so great. Love, the countless ashura, I can overlook all the chesronos will make it. Shalom automatically includes within it the need of peace, of aham. So this is a deep idea, but it's true. Think about it, it's true. In order for there to be peace, there must be love. Anyone have a problem with that? Do you agree with this?
I don't have a problem.
Okay, it's true to a certain degree. It's true. There has to be peace, love, in order for peace. Yira, fear, or it's not only fear, Hashem will appear. Exactly. Oyim Shalom Brevis, Merachim Alabrios, Aaron was a leader of Ahava. He loved the people. That's why Aaron was an Ish of Peace, man of peace. It's definitely true. Now, Abraham is a leader of Chesed, but the name Yeru was given after an event where the Torah clearly says, Atoyabati ki Yireh Lekimata. You don't need to apologize. Is clear, and immediately thereafter, Avram said, "Oh, Bahar Hashem Yeroheh, may Hashem appear." And the Mefarshim says the word Yeroheh are the same oisios as Yireh, fear, just to pronounce it differently. And there's definitely a very powerful connection between the word Yireh and Yeroheh, and the whole theme of the Akedah is Ato Yidati Ki Yireh Elokim Ata. So when Avram gave him the name of Yeru, he's giving it a reminder that this is a city of fear. Of city where you fear the Ribbono Shel Olam, of reverence. So look at that. We have here a city called Yerushalayim. It's made up of two different names. The name of fear and the name of Shalom, which is love. Love and Ahava and Yira are very different. They're very different midos. In fact, they conflict with each other. If we love, love is not fear. Fear is not love. They're very different types of midos. And many times there's a conflict. Let's give an example. Avraham, Chazal tell us, his whole meal was chesed. But it was too much chesed. And it was too much chesed, it leads to a Yishmael. And that's why in Mitzrayim, Erva, a person, a sister, arrives with a sister, it's called chesed. Too much kindness. Having a relationship with a sister, which is origin of incest, that's too much chesed. Too much love is no good. Avraham was the leader of chesed. Too much chesed. Was Klaishel was developing, which resulted in Yishmael, which is Shetufei Zima. Chazal say Yishmael loves Zima. Esav is a product. Esav is a product of Yitzhak. What is Yitzhak? Pachad Yitzhak. He worked in the middle of Yira. But too much fear can result in cruelty. Esav is a tyrant. Is a terror to the world. Too much fear is also not good. It can result in Esau. What's the balance? Yaakov Avinu is the balance. Yaakov is Ish Emes. Yaakov Avinu is the balance. He's the man, the perfect man, the balance between Ahava and Yira. Not too much Ahava, not too much Yira. Titen Emes Liyakov. This is all popular. Anyone who knows before the popular Torah. Yeah, now here's what I want to say. What is exactly the difference between Yira and Sima? Yerushalayim is a city of conflict. What do I mean conflict? There is both. There is in the city of Yerushalayim, there is Ahava and Sima. We follow the Torah in the Vulia prophets, which have given forth words of incredible love for Klal Yisrael, which evoke feelings of Ahava. And there's a very great sense of Yiras Hashem in Yerushalayim. It's the place of the Hashras Hashina, Avadim. But these two midos conflict. Sometimes you have a situation, and you have to know exactly the proper balance. Sion, Lashon Sion, is the balance. It's the marker. It's a point where the two come together. Let me explain. Ki mitzvot teitse soro but udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. What does Torah mean? Instruction. What does instruction mean? In this situation, this is what you do. You do this. You have a situation. Should I do this? Should I do that? This is what you do now. Tomorrow you have a different situation. What do you do? You do this. But yesterday you told me to do this. Because today it's a different situation. There are different variables. There are different factors. Torah, the word Torah literally means this is what you do now in this particular situation. And this particular situation, this is the balance, the proper balance between conflicting rules. Yerushalayim, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Dvar Hashem is not an instruction, it's generalities. Hashem gave us the Torah. In the Torah there are some mitzvos which teach us to love. Do certain things because it comes from the leader of Ahav. And there are certain mitzvos in Yerushalayim which come from the leader of Yira. Yerushalayim is the place of the Dvar Hashem. It's the Dvar Hashem. There is Yeru and there is Sholem. There is Ahava and there is Yira. Both. But Tzion is the Tzion, the Tzion is the marker, is the precise point where the two meet in every given situation. Yerushalayim in general are the two midos. The meeting point, the merkaz, the meeting point of Ahava and Yira is the Tzion, which is what we call Tzion. So we focus on Yerushalayim, we're focusing on everything together. We're focusing on Tzion, we're focusing on the penis, on the center point where the two, where the Yeru and the Shalem meet. The next word,
yeah.
Next. And in fact, Lankar says Tzion is a spiritual essence. What's a spiritual essence? It's the meaning of the two, it's the balance, it's the titei emes liyak, Yaakov is Torah. Torah is instruction. What do you mean Torah is instruction? It's exactly what to do. It's the proper balance in every situation where there's a conflict between Yira and Ahava. This is what you do in this situation. And this is what you do in this situation. It's that meeting point between the two. Okay, so this is another idea. One idea relating to Yerushalayim.